Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Tuesday, February 3rd. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. We are just days away from the Winter Olympic Games, and one skier from the Sierra Nevada has her eyes set on gold.
As I got older, I realized that I can make a career out of this, and it's a pretty amazing life getting to travel the world with awesome teammates.
How alpine skier Keely Cashman is getting ready for the Women's Super G skiing competition. We'll have that conversation in just a moment, but first, these headlines. A dry January has depleted the Sierra's snowpack. The second manual survey at Phillips Station last week showed the snowpack at 46% of average for this date. That's down from 89% from the first measurement 3 weeks ago. And Department of Water Resources snow survey manager Andy Rising says there's no rain or snow in the forecast.
So we've been in this position before, and we've caught up in the past in some years, and we haven't in others. So it's really too early to predict, but you know, having 2 weeks ahead of us that we know is unlikely to produce any more snowpack and precipitation, that doesn't look good. That's less time to catch up before, you know, our peak April 1st metric that we look for.
Statewide, the snowpack is at 59% of average for this date. It was at 67% a year ago. Despite the dry January, the state reservoirs are at 126% of average, thanks largely to several consecutive years of above-average snowpack conditions. Authorities in Las Vegas raided a home over the weekend where they found an alleged biological laboratory. One person was arrested. We're learning the discovery may be linked to a similar lab found in 2022 in Reedley. A Chinese national is facing federal charges in connection with that operation. Fresno County Supervisor Nathan Magsig, who oversees the Reedley area, said on Monday that the lab situation in Las Vegas is eerily similar to what was uncovered in Reedley.
My concerns are we may have additional locations where biological materials are being stored. In this case, in Las Vegas, they were being stored in a neighborhood.
The exact connection between the labs is not yet fully known, but federal agents returned to the Reedley lab site over the weekend, potentially to review documents and files, according to Magsig. Business owners of Southeast Asian descent are the focus of a new research project launched in Fresno County. KVPR's Crescencio Rodriguez-Delgado reports on the goal behind the study.
The Fresno nonprofit Access Plus Capital launched a so-called Southeast Asian Business Study last week. The goal of the study is to document economic contributions of business owners of Southeast Asian descent across Fresno County. The county is home to one of the largest Southeast Asian populations, including nearly half of the state's Hmong residents and a quarter of the state's Filipino residents, as well as a significant population from Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam. Officials from Access Plus Capital say this community is rooted in the county, but it is often absent from business data and regional economic planning, which they hope to change. For KVPR News, I'm Crescencio Rodriguez Delgado.
Valley students are continuing to protest federal immigration actions. Hundreds staged mass school walkouts last week in Fresno. Monday morning, high school students in Kerman also walked out and held an immigration rally. And Fresno Unified says students at Hoover High staged a walkout to Fashion Fair Mall in protest. Students are concerned about the region's agricultural workers, since many of them may lack legal status.
Support for Central Valley Daily comes from the members of KVPR. Join at $8 or more per month and access ad-free NPR podcasts through NPR Plus. Give now at kvpr.org/donate.
And now to our main story. Soon, skiers will be racing down the Italian Alps at breakneck speed at the Milano Cortina 2026 Winter Olympics. And if you see someone in a cowgirl hat, it's probably Keely Cashman. Keely goes by the nickname Big Country, and she proudly represents what she calls her blue-collar roots. She's from the small mountain town of Strawberry in Tuolumne County, and she grew up skiing local mountain runs, a far cry from the Italian Alps where she'll be competing. Keely stepped onto skis about as soon as she could walk and has had her dad as her coach along the way. We were able to catch up with Keely during a break from training in Switzerland, and I start by asking her what's on her mind as she gets ready to head to Italy.
I'm pretty excited about these Olympics. I think the last Olympics, I hadn't had a ton of what I would say good results going in. I mean, it was obviously enough to make the Olympic team, but I wasn't super confident in my ability to even get close to medaling at the last games. And so this season I've started off with a lot of strong results, and I feel way more confident going into these games and excited for the potential of being able to go for a medal. So
yeah, that's,
I'm pretty excited.
Gotta feel good. I would think your mental space is a huge part of it.
Yeah, definitely. I think especially in the ski racing world, it's so mental. I mean, there's so many good skiers out there. It's really about who can perform on race day, and that's totally mental. And so definitely figured that out too in the last 4 years. And I think I'm feeling pretty confident right now, and I've got the mental side dialed in. So
great.
Good going into the games. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about your events a little more specifically, because, you know, skiing just seems like skiing to folks who aren't in these competitive sports like you. But you'll be competing mm-hmm. in the women's Super G and downhill skiing competitions. What are those? What specifically is demanded of you?
So the Super G and downhill are the fastest of the racing events. In downhill, we go upwards of 80 miles an hour. And
wow.
There's a course that's set. We get two training runs on it the 2 days before. I think in Cortina, there's actually three training days. And yeah, we get three tries down that, and then we have one race. And the downhill has more distance between the gates, so it's a little easier in that way, but you're also going a lot faster. And then the Super G also can be, you know, 60, 70 miles an hour, but the gates are placed closer together, so makes it a little bit more technical. And a little more challenging in that way. In that event, you only get one try, one run down the course, and that's it.
Oh, wow. And what's
yeah.
the goal? How do you win? How do you do the best? Is it how fast you make it through?
Yeah, so it's just time-based. It's the fastest out of the gate and to cross the finish line. That's it.
And how long is the distance?
You know, I actually don't know what the distance is. The times usually... A Super G race is usually around a minute and 15 seconds.
Okay.
And then a downhill is usually a little longer, a minute 45.
Basically, it's make or break in under 2 minutes.
Yes. It's a sport that everything matters. Like, we're focused so much on aerodynamics, our suits, you know, everything we're doing, every little inch of your line down the course. It's, you really have to dial in all those details. And there's so many girls that are good skiers out there. So paying attention to those little details is really what separates you when you're at the top of the sport.
I want to talk a little bit about how you came to these sports, because you're only 26 years old and you've competed on ski teams in Montana. Sounds like you were at the University of Utah for a while. What drew you to this beyond just enjoying it growing up, but actually wanting to ski in college and get all the way to the Olympics?
So it's been kind of a family affair, I would say. My dad grew up ski racing, and then he coached my brothers and I at Doddridge. That's where we learned to ski.
Oh my gosh, I grew up going to Doddridge.
Yes, yeah. So yeah, that's where I'm from. I grew up in Strawberry, and
yes.
So I went to Pinecrest School. Every Tuesday we would go skiing, and then we eventually started going to Bear Valley, where we would train on the weekends, and my dad was coaching us, and I kind of just fell in love with it, and I was pretty good at it from a young age, and so I think mm-hmm. that I was like, oh, I'm pretty good at this, so I want to do this. And I didn't really know, like, even what the World Cup circuit was, or, like, I knew you could go to the Olympics, but I didn't really understand the full extent of it until I got older. I was just like, I ski fast, and good things will happen, and I like doing it. And then I kind of, as I got older, I realized that I can make a career out of this, and it's a pretty amazing life getting to travel the world with awesome teammates and see these awesome places, and then getting to ski in these amazing, amazing, beautiful places. And I think that's what I love most. I love all the behind the scenes things, and I love skiing and I love competing, but I just love the lifestyle, and that's definitely what keeps me doing it.
I just want to say for folks who don't know, you know, I'm from the Trolloc area, but that's where you go skiing in the Modesto area and parts of the valley. You go east over towards Strawberry and to Dodge Ridge and such to, you know, go to the ice skating rink or go skiing. So it's very much like a smaller community area. And I'm curious, being from such a small town like Strawberry, which has less than 100 people, how did your upbringing in such a tiny mountain town sort of affect your trajectory in your career and your life, do you think?
It's very rare in the skiing, especially the ski racing world, to be from such a small area. A lot of athletes come from these academies on the East Coast or even in Tahoe, where you start there as a young child and you do skiing and school, and it's all integrated into this academy, and that's a big filter to the US ski team. And so to be from such a small resort in a small area is super rare, but I feel very lucky to have had my dad, who's been my coach my entire life, and the support from my hometown and in my community in both Dodge Ridge and Bear Valley has been like amazing. Everyone has always believed in me so much. And I think that's what's given me the confidence to be able to go from such a small area onto the world stage and be able to perform and do well, is having that community there. And my family's so supportive, and just everyone around me always feel that support no matter what my results are. I think I just feel everyone is super proud, and that makes me feel good and confident and happy in what I'm doing.
Is that why you go by the nickname Big Country? I read on your personal website that, to quote you, you know, you bring a unique and recognizable image to a sport that's often defined by luxury.
Yes. So obviously I come from a very blue collar area, and skiing in the US is incredibly expensive. And especially, I mean, even when you get into parts of Europe, it's kind of like this luxurious thing. And when I first came on the World Cup circuit, I was like, I don't really feel like I totally belong here. Like, I feel like I'm such a different person than kind of this like European ski thing that's going on. But the real reason I started wearing the cowboy hat in the finish was because I wanted to bring like part of the West to the World Cup circuit, and like kind of this unique image, because everyone on the circuit is kind of wearing these uniforms, they're all wearing the same thing, it's kind of the same style. And I felt like, you know, bringing a little bit of my roots over to Europe would make me feel a little more at home, and we're on the road for about 3 months, so that's kind of where that started. And then one of my friends back home gave me that nickname, and it kind of just stuck.
And lastly, you know, being an Olympic skier is obviously a tremendous accomplishment, but is there anything else that you wish people knew about you?
A big part of who I am is my family's coffee shop in Pinecrest. It's been there for, I think, 28 years now, and that has been a big part of my family and helping fund my skiing career also. My parents put a lot of hard work into that, and they showed me what work ethic is by having such a successful business there. And so that's something I'm definitely proud of.
That was my conversation with Keely Cashman. She's an Olympic alpine skier from the town of Strawberry in Tuolumne County. Keely will be competing in the Super G on February 12th, as well as possibly in downhill skiing on February 8th and team skiing on the 10th. And if you're curious, her parents' coffee shop is called the Serene Bean, and it sits near the edge of Pinecrest Lake. The Winter Olympics opening ceremony will be this Friday and will be broadcast on NBC and on the streaming platform Peacock. And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.